This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Zayin. Says the Hey Mishnah Arba Midos Beholchei LeBeis HaMedrash. There's four Midos with people that go to the Beis HaMedrash. And like the Rav mentioned before, we're not talking about here people, all four are the ones who are going to Beis HaMedrash, because the Mishnah deals with two types of people who remain home. But here we're talking about four different types of behavior in a geya, which exists in respect to going to the Beis HaMedrash. Hoylech v'ena oysa. The first madrega is the guy's hoylech. He ain't oysa. He goes, but he doesn't do anything there. He doesn't learn. That's one madrega. Rashi says the Rav, hoylech v'ena oysa. Hoylech Beis HaMedrash l'shmoya v'ena shoyna v'loyin v'loy mevin. He goes to the Beis HaMedrash to learn, and he listens to what's being said, but he doesn't repeat it, and he doesn't understand it. So even though he leaves the Beis HaMedrash without any more knowledge, when he says when he started, the act of going itself, schar ma'aseh v'yado, the act of going itself for the sake of a mitzvah is his reward. The Bnei Bachya says it by the pasuk in Shmois. It says Bnei Yisrael holcho va'osu. They went and they did. What does have to mention about going? He says going is something also. The Gemara talks to me down brachas also. The Gemara says over there that schar talmud Torah is only if you can say it over. So the Gemara says agra the pirka tuchka. The Bible is the tuchka is the pressing that people running and pressing and all the mesiras nefesh. Rashi says, what about the learning? Because some of the people that go, to the shiurim on those times, they don't understand it. So what do they get schar for? They get schar for going, for the mesiras nefesh that's involved, but not for the actual learning. So there is a certain schar of going to base measures you don't understand. The Shmur writes in one place, I think that just being in the base measures is a mitzvah. Again, if you're able to learn, not learning, that's a problem. But you're not, you have a person can't learn, whatever it is, he's tired, worn out, the person has troubles understanding, just being in the Beis HaMedrash is a schar. That's the first level. The high learns, but in the Beis HaMedrash of his house is the Rav. So the guy who goes and doesn't come to fruition is learning, so he gets at least the schar alich of yada. And goes and doesn't learn. And he learns and he doesn't go. Schar es ma'isa b'yada gets the schar ma'isa. But he's only rewarded for his learning. He forfeits the reward because those who make the extra effort to go to the Beis HaMedrash, and as we know, there's extra effort go to the Beis HaMedrash and extra siyat tishmaya learning. First of all, basically, you have the Rav, you learn the Rav, learn with the Rav, at Tzibra, with the Torah's Nikas B'chabur, as we know. And also, there's a special Siyat HaShemayim, the Beis HaMedrash itself. Beis HaMedrash is a Mikdash Ma'at, and where it says, Beis HaMedrash, even in Chutz La'aretz, there's a Din L'Geretz Yisrael. So, there's a mile of learning in the Beis HaMedrash. Hoyel V'Oysa, you have the guy who Taka goes and learns also, so he has both the going and the learning there. On that we say he's a chassid. So Medrash Shmuel says that even though he can learn himself at home, but he goes to study in the Beis Medrash that to make it appear that he needs others to help him. And so he did more than he had to do because he didn't really need to go because he's just going to make it appear. So that he's called a chassid. He goes, lifting him, Yeshua said then. And the last one is Loi Hoyelch Loi Oysa. It doesn't go, it doesn't learn in his home either. Akava, he's called the Rosha. Says the Magen Ava is that anybody who could be involved in learning and doesn't learn, it's like he's Gevar Hashem Baza. This means Parashat. This means Parashat. It says he's Gevar Hashem Baza. You were Kosher Zegmar learns in Sanhedrin because they'll Kosher Efshel Asa with Torah and a Tzadik Chesed. Kosher Efshel Asa with Torah and Oysek. Chorus to chorus. Double chorus, the Pasuk says. Totally wiped off. The person can learn, he can attach himself to life. He can mis'al himself, lift himself up, and he doesn't do that. It's not just bittul Torah, it's mevazeh Torah. It's bittul Torah that he tries to learn, whatever, but a guy could learn. And he should go to learn Beis Medrash, at least somewhere, try to learn. We learn in his house, make something chavrus, he doesn't make any effort to learn whatsoever. The guy makes the effort, but he gets chapari etzahara. The guy doesn't make any effort. He tells me he can learn Torah, he can be oisim in Torah. That means, according to Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that means you can go deeper. You use your mind even more, you push your mind even. And you're not doing that, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. It's a bizu. Like the Gemara said, like the Mishnah says, I'm learning it later on. Perek Vav, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim Basko goes out, Olam El Boyna Shal Torah. The embarrassment of Torah. People embarrass the Torah. It's not only not learning the Torah, it's embarrassing the Torah. You have such a precious commodity by you, something that's so amazing, the greatest thing that's possible to do in the world. And you let it go? If you can't, you can't. But it's hard, but it's whatever he did, he learned ready to get. Whatever, it's hard for him. Oh, but the aware person has the ability and the efshoros to learn and just lets it run by. That's a terrible thing, because I'll say on that he cursed his mitzvah. And therefore, a person has to know that he has to use his time properly and remember that when the opportunity arises, grab it to learn Torah and Maisim Torah. Especially Torah, because through that, Kihem Chayenu, V'yorech Yomeinu, V'hem Negev, V'lorim, have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.